Still no ceasefire in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. So there's more of this. That's an explosion in the distance in Rafah, where Israel is on the attack after Hamas accepted a ceasefire proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar, but Israel says it fell short of its core demands as it goes after militants in Hamas's last stronghold.
The IDF insists this is a limited operation within specific areas in eastern Rafah. Tanks rolling in, the IDF says they killed 20 Hamas militants and found three tunnels. Their operation isn't over, and there is no word on how long it'll take. There are also reports that the Rafah border crossing is currently closed for humanitarian aid. Remember, this is an entry point for aid trucks coming in from Egypt. This comes after the Israeli military called on tens of thousands of Palestinians to evacuate the city and head for humanitarian zones along the Mediterranean coast.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in New York City. About two dozen of those anti-Israel protesters were arrested, while in Massachusetts, some MIT students took down barriers to go back into their encampment. There's tornado damage in northeast Oklahoma. At least one death reported in all that. Now to Moscow. A ceremony for Russian President Vladimir Putin, walking on a red carpet on Inauguration Day for a new six-year term in office as he keeps waging war in Ukraine. Now, hours after we learned another American is detained in Russia, a U.S. soldier, Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, was detained, accused of stealing from a woman he was visiting. Black joins other Americans behind bars in Russia, journalist Evan Gershkovich among them. Boeing's test launch of its new space capsule didn't get off the ground last night.
Engineering team has evaluated the vehicle is not in a configuration where we can proceed with flight today.
United Launch Alliance says there was an issue with a valve on the rocket. They may try again Friday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Days after yet another trip to Israel and the Middle East trying to broker that still elusive ceasefire in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to San Francisco at the RSA Security Conference, focused on artificial intelligence and other technology concerns.
The secretary saying that there are definitive pros and cons to the genre.
Today's revolutions in technology are at the heart of our competition with geopolitical rivals. They pose a real test to our security.
Adding,
stability, prosperity, they are no longer solely analog matters.
Blinken says the key is for countries to work together to establish a position of strength and form important new norms. He also warned against countries using AI and digital tech to repress human rights and employ biological and crypto warfare.
The rules, the standards, the norms that societies follow are going to determine whether this technology is used for good or whether it's used for ill.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It'll be back to court today for former President Trump for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York. The day after the judge again threatened to jail him for repeated gag order violations, the former president says he's being unconstitutionally silenced about the case. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed the day after gains. The Dow rose 176 points. The Nasdaq surged up 192. In the NBA playoffs, the Knicks take game one in round two.
DiVincenzo, three-pointer. Puts the Knicks up three.
That was with less than a minute to go on TNT, and the Knicks hung on to beat the Indiana Pacers 121-117. In the Western Conference, Minnesota stays undefeated in the postseason. The Timberwolves blew out the Nuggets 106-80 in Denver to go up 2-0 on the defending champs. One other NBA note, Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs named Rookie of the Year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.